Blessed Giuseppe Ambrosilli was born on July 25, 1923 in Ronago, a small town in northern Italy, 5 miles from the Swiss border. He was the 7th son of Giovanni Ambrosilli and Palmira Valli. Giuseppe did well in grade school and went to high school in nearby Como, Italy. In 1942, after finishing high school, he moved on and attended the College of Milan, but World War II disrupted his studies. He became part of the Italian underground, and in 1943, he pledged to help save as many Jewish people as he could. Giuseppe and others worked in secret to hide them and get them safe passage to the Swiss border. The alternative for them, of course, was a concentration camp. If Giuseppe or his cohorts had been caught, it would have meant their immediate execution. Giuseppe did survive the war. His ultimate calling had always been to the priesthood, but in 1946, he returned to the College of Milan. On July 28, 1949, he was awarded a degree as a doctor of medicine. Giuseppe then headed home to the seminary, located in Venegona, also in northern Italy, to study for holy orders. He was ordained a priest on December 17, 1955. He was now a priest who had also been schooled in medicine and surgery. He then moved on to get a tropical medicine diploma with the goal of eventually tending to the poor and deprived in Africa. Upon completion of his training, he announced to his mother and the rest of his family that his ultimate calling was to be a missionary. He told them, "God is love. They are suffering neighbors, and I am their servant." He became part of the congregation of the Comboni missionaries, and in 1956, he left for Africa. He was sent to a small village in a town called Kalongo. This was located in northern Uganda, and he was put in charge of the medical dispensary at the outpost. He would remain at this place for the next 32 years. During Father Giuseppe's tenure at the dispensary, he transformed it into the Kalongo Hospital. Leprosy was quite prevalent at the time, and the lepers were kept isolated in a place called the Leprosarium. Care at these places was of poor quality, so Father Giuseppe began the St. Mary's School of Midwifery, training Ugandans to be the caregivers of the lepers. Father Giuseppe transformed the methods for leprosy care. The first thing he did was acknowledge that those with leprosy were, foremost, people, albeit people with an illness. These people deserve the same dignity and treatment as all others. Then he incorporated the leprosarium into part of the hospital. The lepers became patients like all the other patients, and Father made sure they were treated as such. In February of 1987, an insurrection erupted in Uganda, and Father Giuseppe and his hospital staff had to be evacuated. The hospital was burned to the ground by the insurrectionists. The humble priest, who only wanted to be his servant for people's suffering, died on March 27, 1987, at the Comboni Mission in Lira. The cause of death was kidney failure, and a little bit of heartbreak probably was also involved. Today, the Kalongo Hospital is called the Dr. Ambrosilli Memorial Hospital. It has 350 beds and treats more than 60,000 people a year. He is remembered in Uganda as the Doctor of Charity. Giuseppe Ambrosilli was elevated to the rank of Venerable on December 17, 2015 by Pope Francis. On November 28, 2019, the Holy Father attributed the recovery of Lucia Lomocol to the intervention of Giuseppe Ambrosilli. Blessed Giuseppe Ambrosilli, prega per noi.